the main dining room. This grand dining room, along with its adjoining rooms, was the heart of daily life for the Magrana family. It was not only a functional space, but also an area of elegant design, carefully decorated according to the latest artistic trends of its time. In Can Prunera, we see the influence of various artistic movements, including Catalan Modernisme, French Art Nouveau, Viennese Secession, Scottish arts and crafts, particularly in the finely crafted windows and furniture. Between 1901 and 1920, modernism flourished in the Balearic Islands, bringing with it a wave of artistic and architectural experimentation. Here at Can Prunera, we find elements of sculpture, carpentry, wrought ironwork, stained glass, ceramics, plaster molding, and painting, all seamlessly blended into the design. A table ready to serve. Looking up, you'll notice hand-painted ceiling murals with floral and geometric patterns. The painted motifs include hunting scenes, lobsters, cutlery, bunches of grapes, a running hare, and even snails, all giving the impression that the table is already set. The dining table, made from olive wood roots and mahogany, is a striking piece that adds to the room's grandeur. Stained glass and symbolism, the stained glass windows are decorated with botanical and pastoral motifs. Hibiscus flowers, ferns, vines, and palm leaves seem to bring the garden's essence indoors, as though the glass itself has captured nature's organic forms. Carved wooden dragonflies, butterflies, bees, and lyres complete the room's balance between function and beauty. Masterpieces on the walls. Hanging on the walls are works by some of the most celebrated modernist artists. The Cloister of the Poblet Monastery by Santiago Rusiñol, Flourishing Face by Herman Anglada Camarasa, The Bay of Palma by Eliseu Mayfren. These artists, all of whom lived in Mallorca, played a major role in the modernist movement. Now let's exit the dining room through the left-hand door facing the garden and head toward the music room.